Cuomo beat actor and education advocate Cynthia Nixon by a 2-1 margin in the September 13th primary, and he has a double-digit lead against his Republican challenger in the polls. But Cuomo has not talked about his political opponents so far in the general election campaign. He's instead focused on President Trump and the president's policies that the governor disagrees with. Cuomo, at a rally on Tuesday in New York City, says Trump has declared war on New York.
New York will be the lead to the resistance. We are going to fight back. We are going to say to this president, we are better as a people than you think we are.
Cuomo says changes in the federal tax code that no longer allow the deduction of state and local income taxes hurts New Yorkers, where local taxes are relatively high. And he says Trump's policies also pose threats to the rights of women to choose abortion, immigrants, and LGBTQ people. Using Trump as a foil helped Cuomo win the Democratic primary, and many independent voters are also not fans of the president. But Cuomo's political adversaries see the tactic in a different light. Republican State Party Chair Ed Koch says Cuomo is setting himself up to run for president.
He's running to be president of the United States. He wants to go where his father didn't go.
Mario Cuomo was governor for 3 terms and considered running for president, although he ultimately decided not to. The elder Cuomo lost his 4th bid to be governor.
He wants to go where he thought his father should have gone, but didn't. After contemplating it, he wants to go there, and that's why his politics are going to the progressive socialist kind of level. Because that's where his national party has gone, and that's where the state party's gone.
Koch says Cuomo should be spending more time thinking about what's best for New Yorkers over the next 4 years. GOP candidate for governor Mark Molinaro says Cuomo's focus on Trump is a diversionary tactic for a governor who does not want to talk about his own 8-year record in office and the recent bribery and bid-rigging convictions of several former associates. Molinaro calls Cuomo a deranged Wizard of Oz.
Pay no attention to the corruption in my administration. Look over there. It's Donald Trump.
Cuomo is not at the top of any national list for potential presidential contenders. Earlier this year, The Washington Post listed Cuomo number 11 on the list of top 15 candidates, well behind Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren, and former Vice President Joe Biden. A CNN ranking since the New York primary does not mention Cuomo, but does highly rank California Senator Kamala Harris. The governor has never said he wants to seek the presidency. During an August debate with Nixon, broadcast on CBS2 in New York City, he appeared to unequivocally say that he's only focused on running for governor again. Cuomo was asked by the moderator if he could promise voters that he would not run for president and that if elected, he would spend the next 4 years as governor of New York. His answer?
Yes, yes. Yes and yes. Double yes. Look,
You're not running for president.
No, I'm running for governor of New York.
There's just one condition, though, Cuomo said.
The only caveat is if God strikes me dead. Otherwise, I will serve 4 years as governor of New York.
But that has not stopped the speculation. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.